Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Equipped Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle, the founder of the Equipped Woman, where I coach and equip women to live purposed, productive, and prosperous. I am so glad that you decided to hang out with me today. I'll be sharing tips on how to live abundantly in every area of your life. So let's get started.
I haven't pressed record in a long time. And today, it was just one of those times where I just wanted to not have a specific topic or any type of script to read from. But I just want to talk about how in life, we go through so many transitions, so many things happen through the course of our lives. And as women, we're always looked upon to be so strong, to be so resilient. There's so many things that we attempt to overcome in our lives that sometimes we get stuck. We get stuck in this place where we're trying to show up each and every day and just continue to go along like, you know, we don't have to really deal with those things that are going on. And it's unfortunate sometimes because every day we show up. We show up as mothers. We show up as sisters. We show up as wives. We show up as professionals. And sometimes we get so lost in these titles that we don't really understand the importance of showing up for ourselves. I always use the phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's become so prevalent over time because the more we continue to pour into everyone else, the more we say yes to everything, the more that we don't establish boundaries around our personal space and things that we need in our lives, the more and more a cup begins to deplete. And then we're pouring so much out and we're not getting replenished with the things that we need because we're not saying no. We're not setting boundaries. We're pouring out so much into others. And so often as a woman, a lot of times we don't have that strong support system that we need because when we appear to be the strong vessel, we appear to be so much to everyone else and then we're nothing to ourselves and then we have to continue to put on this mask like everything's okay. So there's a period in time where we have to stand up for ourselves and realize that no is a complete sentence. And we can't continue to allow everyone to pull from us, to take from us. And we're not taking the time to get in that quiet space and really know what it is we need to do to refuel, to replenish, to really understand who we are as a woman. Because with every decade of life, we go through transition. We go through different periods of our lives. People come into our lives. People leave our lives. We sometimes don't understand the trajectory of our lives, where we're going, what our purpose is, why we dealt with this heartbreak, why we dealt with this separation, why we're dealing with this grief. And we begin to question so many things that are going on in our lives that we don't realize that the very thing that is happening to us or that has happened to us over the course of our lives is meant to teach a lesson. But so many times we miss those lessons because we're so busy with the affairs of others. We're so busy with trying to stay in touch with everything else that's going on that we miss those important lessons that God is trying to teach us throughout our life. And I know it's very clear. The Bible talks about Love is not selfish. But sometimes it makes me think about how do we create that balance in our lives where we are selfless, however, we're still being able to understand how important it is for us to remain in a place where we're not depleted and then vulnerable to all the attacks that come with the lack of protection. And it made me realize that no one or nothing can replace the love that God has for you, the wisdom and guidance that he provides to you through his word. And we get so distracted and detached from that. And then as a result, we become vulnerable to all of these things that allow our cup to be depleted. So today, I just wanted to come and just talk about the importance of drawing near to him during those times where you feel like you just can't go on anymore. You feel like it's just too much on your plate. The mounds keep getting higher and higher and higher. And you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I told them that I was going to do this. I said that I was going to be able to show up here. I said that I was going to commit to this. Yet, you're not committing to that very thing that God wants us to do. And it's him wanting us to be close to him, allowing him to guide our every step in our life, allowing him to pour the wisdom that we need to be able to show up 100%. Because if we detach ourselves from the very source of our power, we're not going to be able to be the woman that he's called us to be. And today, I just wanted to share how important it is. We're dealing with some tumultuous times. There are so many things going on in the world. There's so many things that are distracting us from the very thing that's going to allow us to sustain ourselves through the times that are on the way. We put our faith and our hope in so many things that are just not necessary. We spend so much time distracted. We spend so much time invested in the lives of people that don't mean anything to us. We're commenting constantly on what's going on social media. We're constantly commenting on what's going on Netflix. We're constantly commenting and having an opinion on people's lives that have nothing to do with what God has purposed us to do. And then we wonder why we're so lost. We wonder why we don't know where our purpose is. We wonder why we cannot live a life that is fulfilling, because we're so distracted with everything that has no alignment with where God is taking us. And I've been guilty of it. I've been distracted. I've been paying attention to things that just have no purpose or no alignment with what God is doing in my life. But at some point, we have to realize that there's an expiration date. We all have an expiration date on this earth. But today, we have to realize that there is an expiration date to allowing ourselves to be pulled in directions that are not aligned with what God has purposed us to do. Today is the expiration date for holding on to things that God has told you to let go of. Today is the expiration date for getting rid of anyone in your life that is not allowing you to flourish and grow. These may be relationships or partnerships that have been going on for decades. It could be relationships that have allowed you to just completely lose yourself, and you just don't even realize it until years and years have gone along. And it's because we get distracted from these things and we're not allowing ourselves to stay connected to our source. So today, I just wanted to encourage you that whatever it is that you're going through, It's never too late to turn the corner and plug back into that very thing that's going to sustain you. Because there's nothing more powerless than a person that's disconnected from the source. Just like you flip a light switch on. If that light is not connected to a power source, it's purposeless. And the same holds true for your life. If you're not connected to the source, if you're not connected to where your power comes from, it's purposeless. God put us on this earth for a specific reason. He's placed purpose in each and every one of us. And so many of us have got distracted with what everyone else is doing. Why haven't I reached this certain point in my life? Why isn't things taking off for me in my business? Why is my relationship stagnant? Why is my career stagnant? Why haven't I gotten that promotion? You have to check your source. Find out if there's any way that something has compromised your connection. We think of all of these things we aspire to do, all of these things that we have set plans in place for. But a lot of the things that we've planned for are not what God wants us to do. Although He won't go against our will, but I can guarantee you that every single time you try to set a trajectory in your life that's not aligned with your purpose, you may experience some success. However, there's going to be some turmoil attached to you walking outside of the will of God in your life. If this not aligned with His will for your life, again, you will experience some turmoil. And then you'll have to go back and get reconnected to the source and find out from Him, what is it that you want me to do? What is your will for my life? What direction do you want me to go to? What people do you want me to connect with? What people do you want me to disconnect with? Because at that point, when you fully surrender to what God's will is for your life, there is no incorrect steps. Every step will be ordered. This is not to say that it's going to be an easy road, that you're not going to experience challenges and things and obstacles are not going to get in your way. However, you're going to be connected to the source and you're going to have the power within you to be able to overcome these things. He said in His word, He would not put more on you than you can bear. So every situation, every circumstance, everything that you're going through, whether it be professionally, whether it be in your health, whether it be in your relationships, you will be able to overcome that because you stay connected to the source. So if you ever become disconnected or you feel that there's a compromise, you know that God is always waiting for you. He's always waiting for you to get reconnected to Him. He never leaves you. He said He will never leave you or forsake you. But so many times we start on this path towards what it is He wants us to do. And then we see this bright light and this shiny object. And we think, oh, we need to pay attention to this. But that very thing that we're paying attention to takes us off of the track that God has started us on. But the beautiful thing is that we don't have to stay there. He always is there waiting for us to plug back in and get connected. So there's so many things that we have to accomplish here on earth. And it was the main reason why you are here. But when we get involved in things that aren't aligned with our purpose, we delay and we don't allow those who are attached to our purpose to be able to benefit from the gifts that God has placed on the inside of you. Because it's not about you in every situation and circumstance. So just understand that, yes, you may be dealing with a transition. Yes, you may be going through something. But now is time to reevaluate those connections that you've made, those partnerships that you made, those commitments that you made. God is all about reconciliation and making sure that you stay plugged into Him. But today you have to make a decision. Am I going to continue on this path that is providing me with so much pleasure? Or am I going to get reconnected to the place where you have everlasting joy? Because it's one thing to experience pleasure. That's temporary. But to experience everlasting joy because you remain connected to who God has created you to be, that's something different, because that joy is everlasting. And it doesn't matter what may come your way. You know that you are connected and you're remaining on the path that He has destined you to be on. And nothing by any means shall harm you. So I hope this encourages you and allows you to really see that if you are dealing with any challenge or difficulty or things are going on in your life where you feel like it's just total confusion or chaos and you're just feeling like you cannot get ahead, now it's time to reevaluate what you are connected to, who you're connected to, what you're paying attention to. Are you distracted? Are you focused on the wrong thing? Get back to the foundation. Because if something is not built on a solid foundation, it will fall. Check your source. Make sure that it's plugged in. And make sure that no matter what, that no one or nothing can allow you to disconnect from the very thing that's going to allow you to live the life that you were purposed to live.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it encouraged you and allowed you to really understand the importance of just taking time to get in that quiet place and find out where you need to adjust, what things you need to disconnect from. And this is definitely something different than I've done in the past with this podcast. And I'm being led to have more authentic conversations and move away from a lot of the scripted and planned out episodes that I've recorded in the past. So just look forward to more of this. And I hope this really encourages you to continue to live purposed, productive, and prosperous.